taxed. And this taxing was the first made while Cyrenius was the governor of Syria. And all went to be taxed, everyone into his own city. And Joseph also went up from Galilee out of the city of Nazareth into Judea, unto the city of David, which is called Bethlehem, because he was of the house and lineage of David, to be taxed with Mary, his espoused wife, being great with child. And so it was that while they were there, the days were accomplished that she should be delivered. And she brought forth her firstborn son and wrapped him in swaddling clothes and laid him in a manger, because there was no room for them in the inn. And there were in the same country shepherds abiding in the field, keeping watch over their flock by night. And lo, the angel of the Lord came upon them, and the glory of the Lord shone around them. And they were sore afraid. And the angel said unto them, "Fear not, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which shall be to all people. For unto you is born this day in the city of David a Savior, which is Christ the Lord. And this shall be a sign unto you. You shall find the babe wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger." And suddenly there was with the angel a multitude of heavenly hosts, praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace, goodwill toward men." And it came to pass, as the angels were gone away from them into the heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let us now go even unto Bethlehem and see this thing which has come to pass, which the Lord hath made known unto us." And they came with haste and found Mary and Joseph and the babe lying in a manger. And when they had seen it, they made known abroad the sayings which told them concerning this child. And all they that heard it wondered at the things which were told to them by the shepherds. But Mary kept all these things and pondered them in her heart. And the shepherds returned, glorifying and praising God for all the things that they had heard and seen, as it was told unto them. This is the word of God for us, the people of God. Thanks be to God. Please be seated.
So why have you come here tonight? Did you come because your mother or your wife or your friend or another family member said it'd be a great idea to go to church tonight? Or did you come because you wanted to see this beautiful sanctuary lifted up and lit up in candlelight with beautiful flowers and a wonderful choir? Did you come tonight because you wanted to be with your church family? Because you wanted to be with your Christian brothers and sisters who are gathering all over the world tonight to be a part of a very special celebration of the birth of Christ? Well, these are all very good reasons for coming to church tonight. But we really came here tonight to hear the good news, didn't we? We came here tonight to hear the wonderful story once again about how God came to be among us. There was a little boy who loved going to church. He enjoyed the music. He loved to hear the scriptures read. He loved the creeds, and he even liked the sermon, which is kind of strange, but he loved the fellowship. The only part he didn't like about going to church was that he didn't like the long pastoral prayers. He really liked his preacher, but that minister prayed long, long, long pastoral prayers. And sometimes to this little boy, it would seem as if it was never going to end. Well, then one Sunday, the parents of the little boy invited the preacher to come and be with them for Sunday lunch. And would you believe it? His mother asked him to pray the prayer of thanksgiving over the meal. And the little boy said, "Oh no, we're never going to get to eat. I'm going to starve to death because he's going to pray forever." But to his surprise, the little boy sat there quietly as the minister began to pray this very brief and to the point blessing. He said, "Oh Lord, bless this home, bless this food, and use us in your service. In Jesus' name, amen." The little boy was astonished. He looked at the minister and he looked up at himself and he said, "You know, man, you don't mess around when you're hungry." Well, I don't want to mess around on this Christmas Eve because I know that whether we realize it or not, we are hungry. Amen? We are all hungry for God. We are all hungry for our Savior. We are all hungry for Christmas. Because you see, that's precisely what Christmas is all about. We need a Savior. We are starved for a Savior. And guess what? A Savior is given to us. The name Jesus literally means the Lord is salvation. It can also be said that it is Savior, or Yahweh saves. Jesus came at Christmas to do for us what we cannot do for ourselves. He came to save us, from our sins. Some years ago, there was a young woman. Her name was Karen, and she was a missionary. She was a very well-trained nurse, so she was sent to serve in a Methodist hospital in a remote corner of Africa. And she loved her work. She knew God had called her to this special ministry of healing. And she felt incredible fulfillment in bringing much needed love and medical care to the people in this impoverished part of the world. But as Christmas approached, she began to think about her family and how special Christmas was in their household, how they would go to church together on Christmas Eve, and then they would open presents together on Christmas morning. And she began to think, well, what can I send them? She wouldn't be able to go home for Christmas, so she would have to send them something by mail. But what would she send? She had very little money. There was really nowhere in her area to shop. And mailing a bunch of large presents was just out of the question in this place. And then she thought for a minute and she smiled and she knew exactly what to do. And some days later, a little box arrived at her parents' home and her mother found it, and on the outside of the box it said, "Please open Christmas morning with the whole family." So on Christmas morning, after all the other presents had been opened, after all the joy had been shared, the mother came out with this box. And she opened it, and inside the box were lots of little envelopes. And there was one for her dad, one for her mom, one for her brother and her sister, one and for her niece, one for her brother-in-law, and one for her nephew. And they each opened their envelopes. And when they did, they were surprised because each envelope had a little small piece of poster board that had been cut in strange shapes. Suddenly, they realized that it was a homemade jigsaw puzzle. And each family member had a piece of the puzzle. So they quickly ran to the table and they began to put the puzzle together. And it created a beautiful heart. And on the heart, the daughter, Karen, had given these words: "Silver and gold have I none, but such as I have, I give to you. I give to you my heart." What a special Christmas present this was to her family, to let them know that she was thinking of them, that she was praying for them, and remembering their time together. That is what God did for us that first Christmas. He sent us His heart. He sent us His only Son into the world to save us, to redeem us, to turn our lives around. He sent us His heart to show us how much He loves us and to show us how much He wants us to love each other. God sent His only Son into the world to be our Savior. He came to save us from our sins, and to tell us that we are not defeated. When Christ came into the world as a baby, born in a stable, He came into a world where people felt down and out and defeated. Life was tough. It was hard. And He came to show them. And He comes to show us that He will always be with us and that He will lift us up above anything that threatens to defeat us. He showed us in a manger and He showed us in a cross that His love is the most powerful thing in the world, and that if we believe in Him and trust Him, nothing can defeat us. What joy we share this night as we remember that good news, as we remember the birth of this special baby. What joy we share as we celebrate Christ, our Lord and Savior, who has come to be with us. Emmanuel, God with us always. That is the good news for tonight. I pray that you will take it home with you, that you will reflect upon it in tonight and tomorrow and in the coming days and weeks, that you will remember that God is always here and that He has given us His heart to be with us. Some years ago, Harry Belafonte recorded a Christmas carol that says it the best, I think. And it has these words: "Long time ago in Bethlehem, the Holy Bible says, Mary's boy child Jesus Christ was born on Christmas Day. Hark now, hear the angels sing, a new king born today, and we shall live forevermore because of Christmas Day." In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Let us pray. Holy and gracious God, we thank You for this very special gift of love that is given to us in the person of Christ. who was born a human being, and yet he was divine, and he is our King. May we, as we celebrate around the table, around the Christmas tree, with family and with friends, may we be reminded of that love that you have for us. In the name of Christ, I pray. Amen.